Today on KLGR, we're talking with Lisa Orange. She is one of the ag teachers here at Redwood Valley High School and this year's Minnesota recipient of the National Association of Agricultural Educators Award, Turn the Key Award. Lisa, tell us, how did you get involved with ag ed and why did you want to go into teaching agriculture?
Sure. So right out of high school, I was kind of dead set on I wanted to be a vet tech. And so I went up to Ridgewater for that. And in the meantime, I was coming back to Redwood to coach a small animals team for my FFA advisor, Jeremy Dabrico. And he kind of had talked to me a while about, you should be an ag teacher, you should be an ag teacher. And I was like, there's no way I could handle high school students. And then through that experience of coaching that team, I really kind of enjoyed it and found it to be rewarding for that, those light bulb moments for those girls that I was coaching to come on. And so I finally made the switch after I graduated the vet tech program up at Ridgewater, and then went back for a 2+2 program. So I went 2 years to Ridgewater in their ag department. It's closer to home, cheaper, and a lot better option for me. And then also finished my degree at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities for those last 2 years. And so that's kind of how I started my ag teaching career, and really excited and thankful that I did make the switch, but still passionate for that vet tech side, but I can bring that into my teaching now.
So tell us a little bit about this Turn the Key Award that you were awarded earlier this year. What does that entail?
Yeah, so Teacher Turn the Key Award is, first you kind of get nominated through a region process. And so there are a lot of younger ag teachers in our region. And so we had, I think, a three-way tie between Cedar Mountain, Wabasso, and Redwood. So that was nice because I've graduated with those girls from the U. And so we just fill out an application, send it on to the state process, and was awarded to recognize or be the representative from Minnesota to go on to the national level. And so it's for those teachers that are in their beginning years, so 2, 3, 4 years of experience of teaching. And it's a kind of a recruitment tool and professional development for those teachers beginning their career and wanting them to stay in the industry instead of switching out and getting burnt out, which is very common in ag teachers now. And so I'm really excited to go down to California in December, kind of a 4-day trip all paid for, and do some professional development, not only for those 4 days, but also throughout the rest of the year. So really excited for that opportunity.
And what are you hoping to take most out of the trip to California and then also the ongoing digital and classroom side of the program?
So I think for me, relationships and networking is the biggest thing that I love for professional development. I love getting to know new ag teachers and hearing what they are doing in their programs, what can I do in my own, and bring those ideas and connections back home is really important. And that's the number one thing that I bring back is those connections that I've made and then those ideas to hopefully increase what we're doing here in Redwood and make it a better program than it already is.
And what would be your one piece of advice for that high school senior that is maybe considering going into the ag ed or just maybe education in general or ag in general fields?
Sure, yeah. There's a lot of students that don't necessarily think of agricultural education as a career option. So almost in every one of my classes, I try to promote the career and say, like, we need more ag people and ag teachers because there's a shortage across Minnesota, but also the U.S. And so it's a good program to get into if you're looking for a job, and it's super rewarding. Like, yes, they talk about the pay as being a teacher isn't great, but it really isn't too bad, and you can make a living and do really well for yourself as well. But talking about teachers don't...
Kind of the, if you enjoy what you do, you don't work a day in your life.
Exactly, and every day is going to be different, and you can mold the program and how you want it to be, and it's really kind of a evolving process, and you're never going to be bored.
And we've been talking with Lisa Orange. She is the 2019 Minnesota recipient of the National Association of Ag Educators Teacher Turn the Key Award. Of course, she'll be recognized later this year in California at the National Convention. Lisa, congratulations on the award. And
thank you, and it's all due to the support of the community.